This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
And Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. Training camp has started today, Giants and Jets, and before you know it, it'll be week one. Before you know it, it'll be week eight. Before you know it, it'll be December. So I figured it would be, let's have a little fun here. I'm going to give you the five way too early bold Giants and Jets predictions for this season.
Good one. Right. See how trolly Tommy's going to be today.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
My guy, Cam Scataboo, will not only lead all Giants in touchdowns, he will lead all rookies in touchdowns.
Touchdowns? Wow. I don't know if he's going to be the goal line back for the Giants.
This is Tommy.
Right. This is Tommy. Is a little bit of a reach going on, I think, with this one.
Tommy, the same guy who predicted last year that Malik Nabers would break every record in the history books for a rookie wide receiver, and I think you said 40 touchdowns.
I said 40 touchdowns. So he finished just a little shy of that.
Yeah, just a little bit.
There's always this year. Here we go.
Number four.
The Jets will beat the Steelers week one. To me, that's the Jets Super Bowl. The Steelers probably aren't going to be that good this year with the Rodgers experiment. Either way, I think that's the kind of game that the Jets get up for. Everybody thinks the Steelers are going to walk into MetLife and win that game. It's going to be, oh, Jet misery. I think the Jets get up for that game and get off to a good start in the Aaron Glenn era.
I agree. Like, long-term out here, I feel good about week one against the Steelers.
You feel bad about the Steelers. You feel bad for the Steelers.
Yeah, I think the Steelers are going to have a disastrous season. That's why I made a long-term prediction a couple weeks ago that they're going to miss the playoffs. They're going to finish under 500 for the first time in the Tomlin era, and Tomlin's going to get fired. Rodgers is going to get Mike Tomlin fired.
And how quickly does he have another job?
Immediately. As quickly as he wants one,
He might actually take a year off.
But
it's been 15 straight.
No doubt. But my issue with Tommy is he said, like, this is so typical of Sean. It's the same playbook.
What?
I'm going to say something positive about the Jets while digging at them. On what planet is week one against the Steelers, quote, our Super Bowl?
Oh, I... 100%. You're talking. What's going to be the big headline going into that game? Aaron Rodgers, the return.
So true.
This is a way to get off to a great start. They're likely not going to the playoffs, so they're likely not going to the Super Bowl.
So our Super Bowl is a week one game against a team not in our division with a washed up quarterback who was on our team for 5 minutes. Let me get that. Is that what you're saying? Because it's not our Super Bowl, bro. That's the problem I have. I don't disagree that the media is going to make a big deal of it. I don't disagree that I'm going to want to beat Aaron Rodgers. Like, again, you throw a lot of truths in there, but that is not our Super Bowl. That's sad that you would say that about us.
I disagree. It's the first game in a new era with a new head coach against Aaron Rodgers.
Our Super Bowl?
For this year? Yes.
No. That's a very degrading comment.
So where's
to
the
us.
Enthusiasm? Where's the highest level of enthusiasm for this Jets season?
Buffalo when we play the Bills.
Buffalo.
Yeah, they're
that's the foe you know, though.
They're the testing ground. They're the team to beat.
Yeah, but you beat them last year.
That's true. And we beat them the year before that. I think that It's very degrading because you do it. Like when you say to a Yankee fan after the Subway Series, that's your World Series, or a Yankee fan says that to the Met fan, that's your World Series. It's a degrading comment. It's a very degrading comment to say week one is your Super Bowl.
I come in peace here. I'm not trolling.
It's a very degrading comment.
It's analyzing what I think the Jets and the Jets players will treat this game.
You don't even realize it. Maybe that's the caveat I'll give you. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. You don't realize you're trolling.
I'm giving your team a win in week one that most people won't even give
them. Watch this. Let me give you guys an example.
Lay it on me.
If I said to you, Teague, and you, Tommy, week one Giants Commanders is your Super Bowl, don't you think that's kind of a degrading comment?
Yeah, because it's not. There's no tie.
They're a division rival. They're the Commanders.
They're not the hated division rival.
They got to the NFC Championship.
Maybe if it was the Eagles, you'd say that. I don't think you can say that with the Commanders.
By the way, even if it was the Eagles, I think it'd be degrading. Like calling a week one game your Super Bowl, it's something you say to somebody when you think their team completely sucks and you're like, this is your big moment. Like, come on.
Come on, Evan. You really
it's a degrading comment. It's a very Morassian comment.
They're not expected to be
why
that
are you so
good.
Offended? I don't understand why you're so offended by this.
Because it was a degrading comment. I said, that's your Super Bowl.
I mean, it's a big game.
So is the Bills. So are the Dolphins. So are the Patriots.
But you play them every year. This is your one crack at Aaron Rodgers and payback revenge.
Aaron Rodgers was here for a year. I'm not even mad at him.
You genuinely don't care about Aaron Rodgers.
I want to beat him. I want to beat the Steelers, but I don't know.
What if there were Jet players that genuinely didn't like Aaron Rodgers and it's their Super Bowl?
Did you get any impression that was the case outside of Garrett Wilson?
I mean,
Quinnen Williams tweeting how angry he was after they cut Aaron Rodgers and basically had to apologize about it?
Yeah.
So it's just not even based on reality. I'll let you continue your list, but it was a trolling comment. It's fine. I'm the one Jet fan around here who's got to defend their honor when you two, specifically
Tommy.
I gave them
a win in week one.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the win.
Oh, hold on a second.
I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Wait a minute. No, no, no. You really want to go down this route. I do remember you and Joe doing cartwheels when you beat the Bills in week one when Aaron Rodgers went down with your season.
We were excited
they won a game. Okay, so be excited here.
Against the division rival, and we thought because
you're beating
of the
Steelers, one of the best teams in the NFL over the, how many years now? Most consistent.
Always in the postseason.
He's something.
Mike Tomlin's the best. One of the best coaches is coaching right now, despite the lack of multiple championships.
That is a big game, Evan.
I didn't say it
as a Jets fan.
Game.
That's a pretty big game.
It's not our Super Bowl. And saying that, like even the Bill game from 2 years ago, if you said that was our Super Bowl, I'd be offended by that too. Week one's our Super Bowl? That's how little you think of us? I'll say this again, Tommy, with all due respect to you and Tiki and Sean if he was here. There's not a doubt in my mind the Jets are winning more games than the Giants. Not a doubt. Not a doubt. So you can condescend all you want.
But I don't know why you're flipping this back on me and the Giants.
And then watch yourself, Jet fan.
What I do?
Because don't forget, 2 years ago, you were winning the Super Bowl. Just watch yourself.
I didn't say we're winning the Super Bowl. I said we're winning
more. You said you're winning more games than whoever. It doesn't even matter.
Tiki?
You could put any arbitrary team in there. The Texans. You could say that. Watch yourself.
Tiki?
I'm just telling you.
It's
Jet fans tend to get ahead of themselves when they're trying to draw comparisons against other teams in this league. And if there's one team that has been the model of mediocrity, it is the Jets.
Well, no, that's giving us too much credit. We're the model of suckiness.
Same old Jets.
July 23rd.
Yes.
Who's winning more games this year, the Jets or the Giants, Tiki Barber?
No idea.
Stop it. You got to make a prediction.
Why do I got to make a prediction?
You got to!
Neither one of these teams has put a pad on yet.
Who's winning more games, the Giants or the Jets?
I will tell you when I see their joint practice.
You got to make me wait 3 weeks?
Yep.
Okay. I'll get back to you. Tommy, July 23rd, 2025. Who's winning more games, the Jets or the Giants?
The Jets will win 7 games this year.
Who will win more games, the Jets or the Giants? Just answer the question. We're going to move on. Just give me an answer. Don't give me any caveats. The Jets or the Giants? Your next answer should either be Jets or Giants. Go.
Giants.
Okay. Typical. All right, continue your list.
All right, here we go.
Number 3.
Number 3.
Well,
that was my fault.
I had a hissy fit because I said the word Super Bowl for a team that hasn't been in the playoffs in, I don't know, decades and hasn't gone to a Super Bowl in even longer than that. Right. So, all right. Anyway, number 3, Malik Nabers will have 1,600 yards receiving, which will break the most yards in a season for a Giants receiver. You like that one?
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Doubling down on Malik Nabers. Here we go.
Number 2.
Now, I pause when I say this because I'm about to give the Jets more flowers. And the last time I gave him flowers,
just
I
wait
back
in
my face.
Wait for the troll,
no
audience.
Troll here.
He's going to compliment the Jets, but listen carefully. There will be something douchinary about it.
No douchinariness here. Justin Fields will have more total yards and TDs than Aaron Rodgers this season.
Mm. Justin Fields will have more what?
Total yards.
Total yards.
And total touchdowns than Aaron Rodgers.
Interesting.
You don't think that's a troll?
No, it's not a troll, so you've been cleared. I'm just thinking if I agree.
Sure?
I'm thinking if I agree with it or not.
Because I think the last time I heard this kind of quote.
What do you mean?
The total yards and TDs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember who it was?
No.
Daniel Jones. Why Daniel Jones was so good, because he had total TDs of like 28 or whatever it was.
Oh, but yeah, I don't mind that, though. Like, I'm a Jet fan, not a Justin Fields fan, so I don't really care what his overall stats look like as long as he's helping the team win. And we talked about this earlier. I envision that the Jets are going to run the football an awful lot, similar to 2009, except they've got a quarterback that can be a part of it.
Right.
So if you asked me, this is where I would hesitate. If you put me on the spot and said, all right, tell me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
How many touchdown passes Justin Fields is going to throw this year? The number may not be high. Not because he stinks, but because of the way they're going to run this offense.
Yeah, he might not be asked to throw a ton of red zone passes.
Absolutely. That's why him saying total touchdowns is very fair, because he may run for 10.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
So, no troll, all good.
All right, here we go.
Number one.
Now, I'll preface by saying I made number one on this list before I really knew the direction of the open today, but I think it fits right into it. Number one is, this is, again, early bold predictions for the Giants and Jets this season. Jackson Dart and the Giants will win the final four games of this season, saving Brian Daboll and Joe Shane's job.
Okay. Mm. All right, there you go. That is a bold prediction.
That is bold.
So Jackson,
because that will do it, too.
Yeah, no doubt. If Jackson Dart's winning games at the end of the season, absolutely. And you know what will be good about that? Let's say, because I assume your prediction means the Giants are 3-9, and they're like, ah, screw it. Mm-hmm. We think Dart's ready. Let's throw him in there.
Yep. Yeah.
I think that Dart winning games for the Giants will eliminate the tankers. Because for years, whenever the Giants would win a game late.
Yeah, but what are you tanking for when you don't need the quarterback?
I remember a few years ago it was Chase Young? Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
The Chase Young game?
Yeah.
They ended up better off. They ended up drafting Andrew Thomas.
Right.
But, like, there are still fans who at the end of seasons, even if it isn't a quarterback, will say, hey, we're better off losing. But if you have a young quarterback that's kind of your catalyst towards wins, I think that eliminates the tankers. So you laid out a situation that I think would be at least refreshing, because Giant fans won't be bemoaning wins in December because they ruined draft positioning.
Right.
They'll be more excited about Jackson Dart.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.